No.
It is November 18th, 2013, 6:23 p.m. We will shortly begin the Lacrello Showcase.
There was one with that, Matt. This plug a little weak. Matt, you still have power, do you?
Thank you. Buenas tardes. Hola, hola. Buenas tardes. ¿Qué tal? Buenas tardes a todos. Le voy a pedir... Buenas tardes. Le voy a pedir la atención, por favor. Les voy a pedir la atención.
Good afternoon. If I may have your attention, please. This is José Arce speaking. We are going to enjoy a wonderful show right now, and after the show, we will start with our presentations.
Thank you.
Bueno.
This is José Arce speaking.
Bienvenidos todos.
This is José Arce speaking.
Have interpretation, so if you don't speak Spanish, please put your headphone. Thank you. Bueno.
This is José Arce speaking. As I was saying, welcome. Welcome, everyone. I'm José Arce. I am the current Lacrallo chair. And I would like to formally welcome you all to Argentina. This is my country, this is my homeland, so I feel very proud to be the host, to have this ICANN meeting here. So welcome to my country. I hope you are having a great time, and I hope you will have a wonderful time for the rest of the week. And I also hope some of you can stay a little bit longer to enjoy not only our city, but also this country. And I hope that you can enjoy this special characteristic of we, the Argentines. So on behalf of Lacrallo, welcome everyone. I see many familiar faces, many friends that I can recognize, people from our region, and also newcomers. So the idea behind this event is to celebrate that we, the internet users, have a space within ICANN. So welcome, everyone. As you know, this is a space devoted to the community, to the entire community. And the aim of our space is to welcome people that are not acquainted with ICANN so that they can learn about what we do within this at-large community. We try to represent the interests of internet users. So the idea is to invite new people so that they get to know about our region, about the members of the community, about what we are doing. The name of this event is an inclusive internet with active participation of individual internet users. This is the name of this Lacrallo showcase, and this is what we strive for, what we want to achieve. So in every ICANN meeting, we hold these kind of celebrations and we give them different names. On this occasion, we want to focus on an inclusive internet with the active participation of internet users. In order to highlight the significance of the active participation or the active engagement, because we see many people in the ICANN community that really want to participate, that cannot find the right channels to do so. So we are here to let them know that the channels do exist, the channels are there, and we are here to help you find them. Thank you very much for sharing this tango show that we have just enjoyed. This is very typical in our country. The tango is very typical of Argentina. If you stay until the end of the showcase, we will be enjoying another show, this time with a different type of typical Argentine music. So please stay with us. until the end of the showcase so that we can enjoy more of the culture of our region, because at the end of the day, what we are doing in our showcases is to show and share Latin American and Caribbean cultures that are represented by the members of these RALO or RALO. I want to thank all the members in our RALO. I want to thank them for their efforts to make this this event happen, to make it take place. So please join me in giving them this warm round of applause. And I would like to give the floor to certain people that have worked so that the voice of the internet users can be heard within ICANN and can be even more effective. So without further ado, it's going to be a real pleasure and honor to introduce the ALAC incumbent chair. ALAC is the ICANN organization in which the internet users are represented. So it's a pleasure for me to introduce Olivier Crepin-Leblond, ALAC's chair. Olivier, you have the floor, please.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Jose. Yes, well, when I started out as ALAC chair, someone who, some of you wouldn't know, but it was actually in Cartagena, and it was, of course, in a Spanish-speaking country. And one of the things that I have wanted to do ever since starting 3 years ago was to learn how to speak Spanish. Unfortunately, I failed miserably, so I could say bienvenido, but apart from that, mi español es not good. So, unfortunately, we'll have to remain in English, and maybe next time we're in this region, I'll be able to say a couple more words to actually explain that I still don't speak Espanol. But anyway, it's a real pleasure to see you all here and to see that this community is growing more and more and more, and that we're having more and more at-large structures that are joining, that are bringing in their input to the ICANN processes. It's really important that this input from this region is being heard, just like in every region around the world, because as you've heard in the last few days, and as would say in the last few weeks, the game is not just now resorting to just ICANN, new GTLDs, domain names, and so on, but we are faced with a wider, I wouldn't call it a mandate, because it's not a mandate, but a wider debate worldwide between the multi-stakeholder model on the one hand and the multilateral model on the other hand. I have nothing against the multilateral model, but I cannot imagine multilateralism giving rise to such wonderful dancing as what we've had a little bit earlier today. Really, this tango, amazing. So I do have to thank our hosts. And you know, one of the things which is never understood is that the regions, when they do their showcase, the regions are the people that organize the showcase from A to Z. They're helped, of course, with very competent and very helpful at-large staff, but at the same time, they are the ones who are driving the agenda, who do everything from A to Z, and it's something which often people don't quite understand. That includes the funding, that includes finding sponsors, that includes finding the dancers, the entertainment, and so on. But of course, you haven't come here to listen to me. I think I should basically invite Rodrigo de la Parra, who is the vice president for this region, because without Rodrigo, I don't think that we would have been as as positive, I guess. You know, a few years ago, ICANN was a totally different animal. It wasn't at large was a different animal, because at large used to have a voice, but no one used to listen, which is a problem. But through repeating itself a number of times, and through, of course, having then the help of very, very competent staff and the rest of the community starting to listen and thinking, hang on, these people make sense. We've managed to now not only have a voice, but to be listened to and to be an integral part of this community that is recognized, not only in the La Crealo region, but in every region around the world. And that's really, really important. It's important because, as you've seen here, advice comes from the heart. There are no hidden intentions behind the advice here. These are people who come here free of charge. They give their time away. They spend hours and hours, and they provide their advice. And I think it's really important to recognize this. So with the help of Rodrigo, I think it's a perfect combination, and I really hope that it will continue this way. I invite you all already now to the summit that is going to take place in June 2014 in London. This will bring 160, maybe even more than 161, 62, depending on how many more structures we have joining, all of these structures over to London. And they are the ones building their agenda. They are the ones that are going to build the whole week that they will spend in London to interact with the ICANN community and to interact with each other, because seeing each other face to face is always a very important thing. So anyway, Rodrigo, you're next. Thanks very much to all of you for coming here, and thank you to ICANN as well, because I think that it's the ability for us to see each other every now and then and to work on some really, really important subjects for the future. Bye.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Buenas.
This is Rodrigo de la Parra speaking. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you, Olivier, for your encouraging words, towards ICANN, towards the staff. They are really appreciated. I think it is worth repeating Olivier's message regarding the relevance of this group within ICANN. I think they are a cornerstone of the multi-stakeholder model. Which we have to feel proud of as an organization. I think we have to encourage, to foster the relos in the different regions. We have to encourage a much more active engagement on their part. About Latin America and the Caribbean, well, you will recall that we met in Costa Rica some time ago, and I think that La Cralo at the time was in a situation far different from the situation now. The situation then was not that encouraging. I have been following up on the discussions on the La Cralo exchange list, and I see quite a difference, a notable difference. I have seen documents that contribute to policy development within ICANN, and I feel very pleased about that, and I really want to congratulate you all on this. Given the recent events in the internet governance context, the demands on ICANN are very important nowadays. So these demands mean or include the relos and include at large. So although since Costa Rica to now, you have been going along the right path, well, you should speed up along that path. Finally, I want to publicly thank two La Cralo members that have been actively engaged in the strategic group for Latin America and the Caribbean, Dev and Fatima. They have been truly, truly spectacular. And they have made a difference in this ICANN meeting, not only in terms of the La Cralo activities, but also in terms of the activities of all stakeholders in the region. They led project number 2. It's a project devoted to communications. And thanks to what they have done, we have more ICANN content in Spanish, Portuguese, and English. And I'm not only speaking about translations. I'm not only speaking about translations, but they have made material more easily understood. There is a wonderful La Cralo brochure, etc. So we really appreciate that. We encourage you to continue engaging in ICANN. Thank you and congratulations.
Bueno, muchas gracias.
This is José Arce speaking. Thank you, Olivier. Thank you, Rodrigo. It is really important to highlight, at least personally, and at least with the members of La Crallo that I know, well, it's important to highlight that we believe in the multi-stakeholder model. So I would now like to invite the Dr. Steve Crocker, the chairman of the ICANN board. Oh, I didn't know where he was. Okay, here you are. Thank you, Steve. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be here. Olivier tried to tell you how poor he is at Spanish. I'm going to tell him that he's a lot better than I am. I was exposed to cómo está usted and to uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. And far more useful was what I learned on the radio in Los Angeles, no tengo miedo. José talked about that this is the place where the users participate, where the users are the core of getting involved and making things happen. I have the pleasure and the great fortune to be involved in the beginnings of the Internet back in, dare I say, the late 1960s and early 1970s. And there was a direction set at that time that has set the direction all the way through to our current time, and it was this. When the ARPANET, which was the first network that was the sort of core of what later became a network of networks and turned into the Internet, when the ARPANET was formulated, there was a division between getting the wires that connected the different sites together and building the first routers, but that was done in a formal way with a contract with company was selected. But the question of what are we going to do with this network? How are we going to use it? And how are we going to design the applications that run on it? Was left entirely to the users. And it was left to the users not in a top-down fashion of, you know, come up with a plan or here's what our plan is, but it was an extraordinarily strange, in a way, bottoms-up process in that the sites where it was connected were research laboratories in the United States, first in the western part of the United States and then growing across the country. And it was left to the graduate students, not even the professors who were in charge, to figure out what are we going to do with this network. And we got together and brought with us the combination of a certain amount of technical skill about how to write programs and so forth, and a great deal of, well, what would we want to use it for? What would we want to use it for? So we were building a network that was going to meet our needs, and we were equally conscious that it had to expand and be open for others to use it as well. So those two ideas, the idea that the users were in charge and defining it, and that it had to be open, were the basic principles that we adhered to from the very beginning. And that openness resulted in three separate and equally important aspects. From a technical perspective, we designed the architecture so that it could be expanded and built upon and was not closed. And that is what led to the ability to expand at the edges and create all the kinds of applications that some of us could see and many of us couldn't see, and applications that we wouldn't have imagined. The second kind of openness was we made all of the documentation completely open. And the third was we made all of our meetings and associations completely open, so that over time new people came in and became the leaders, and many, many generations. A generation is measured in about 18 months in this business. So many, many generations. And all of that is very important. Now, of course, that was in the days when we had first a few dozen people, a few hundred people, a few thousand people, a few hundred thousand people, and things have scaled up and scaled up. And because of that scaling, there has been a lot of creation of differentiated organizations. So that we now sit here And this group doesn't think of itself as a technical organization that is going to build the protocols, but nonetheless, this group represents the users who are the drivers of what the network of tomorrow is going to look like and shaping the direction for the network today. And all of the other people, the technical people, the business people, and so forth, effectively have to be responsive to the forces that are generated in this community. Olivier mentioned that when he got involved as chair, no one listened. I've been involved with ICANN for a fairly long time, but I became chair 2.5 years ago. And one of the things that I decided on very strongly was that we had to be in listening mode. A small thing that I've started was to meet with the chairs of the SOs and ACs on a regular basis, in addition to all of the other mechanisms that exist, but to meet one-on-one and to build relationships and communication channels. And so I've had the pleasure of building a relationship with Olivier, and we get together on a regular basis. And in the spirit of transparency, because I know we like everything, I'll tell you what he orders for breakfast. He orders hot chocolate and croissants, and you can have your own discussion with him about his tastes. But he seems happy whenever we have that available. And we have, to be serious for a moment, we have a very, very solid, effective set of items that he usually comes very prepared, and he shares the things that are on your minds, and we try to actually take care of it. And then, of course, there is the absolutely delightful skillet session that takes place at the end of the week, and I actually look forward to it. It's one of the most direct and refreshing interactions. Out of that, and several other things that were related, one of the listening questions that one of the listening issues that arose was what happens to advice that comes from ALAC. I don't want to take you through the long version of that, but the short version is that we now have a formal registry in operation where we record the advice that we get, and that creates a trackable obligation for us to respond. What did we do with it? And there's a bunch of steps involved in all of that, and it's intended to raise the visibility, to raise the accountability, and in addition to all of that, to actually get things done, which is not a small matter. I've been, in the last several months or so, adding to my litany of effectiveness and efficiency for ICANN so that we mature the organization and operate in a business-like way, get our job done, that the additional aspect that ICANN needs to have is empathy, that we have to stay in close touch with the people that we serve, that we have to maintain an understanding, that we have to make sure that we don't have great distances develop, and that there is no need for us. One of the great advantages of being a non-governmental organization is that we don't have to be government-like. So we can be friendly. We can be friendly and helpful, even while we're being business-like and forceful when we need to be. But there's no need for that great distance. But it's clear here that there is another additional dimension that is embodied in this group, which is you guys have fun. You guys have spirit, and there is no other part of the ICANN constellation that brings as much energy, as much vitality, and just pure joy as this group. So thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
José Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Steve, for your words. And I would like to comment the following. ICANN has many years. We were celebrating yesterday, 15th anniversary. And along this time, with the growth of this organization,
the participation of users and the civil society in internet was growing in line with ICANN, and it is due to the work of many volunteers. I want to name them because they are persons with a first and last name. I would like to mention Alejandro, Carlos, that were from the very beginning, Ala, Vanda, Evan, Cheryl, Darton, Dev, Sergio, Eduardo, and if I miss anyone, please, I'm sorry for that. But thanks to the voluntary work, we could get this community getting a seat in the board of directors of ICANN. And this person is currently Sebastian Bachelet, and I would like to invite him to address the audience. So thank you very much, Sebastian, for being here with us today. And thank you for bringing something green. That was the motto today. That was the aim. But I do not speak Spanish. Sebastian Bachelet speaking. When Silvia asked me, you have to have something green, and I was in my room, and I discovered, and this is for my friend Alessandro, because he is the one that gave me this as a present in Mexico, because this is the football jersey of the Mexican team. And why is this important? Because in the year 2009, there was the first summit for the users' structures. And in their regions, that was the first time we organized a summit there. And this time, for the first time, we had in the region, we had a leadership training program. I don't know the word in Spanish. And the first part of the ICANN Academy took place. That happened in the region, and this is the demonstration that here we do a lot of things and that here we can do new things too. So now in English, I will shift into English.
Okay. As a region is two part or multiple parts, but I don't speak Portuguese and I can't do that, but there are people speaking English and others speaking Spanish, and it's important to bring everybody at the same levels, and I will say a few words in English too. It's a real pleasure to be with you. Part of my heart is in this part of the world. You maybe don't know, but I have part of my family living in Peru since 1924. A good part of my family, and I start to practice my Spanish when I went to visit them. I was almost 20, I like to come back here. I think it's very important to have the at-large structure, the work you are doing at your level, at the national level. It's important, and to bring you all together, it's really a need. You remember, two or three years ago, it was still a struggle when Cheryl was chair. We wanted to have you each year coming to have to gather for each region at the meeting, and it was difficult because of the budget. And now it's almost done. Each time we are going in one region with the ICANN meeting, there is a gathering of all the at-large structure, and that's very, very good. I will stop because the time is running, but I want to thank you again for your hard work and wish you a very fruitful week and a lot of fun too, like Steve suggested. Thank you very much.
José Arce speaking. Thank you very much for your kind words, Sebastián. I would like that you join me in listening to the words of two people that make part of our community and that have been a volunteer for many, many years. Their work has been very interesting, and I think that I would like to personally thank both of them because they are just finishing with their position right now in this meeting. Of course, this is not a farewell. This is they will continue being engaged with the at-large community and with the region and with their structures. But Natalia Anciso is invited to say a few words. Natalia is a friend. She's from Paraguay. She's an excellent person and a great professional. So, Natalia, you're invited to say a few words. Natalia speaking. Good night. I will speak from the perspective of me as a user perspective in Guarani or in English. I would like to point out a phrase that was said in the morning meeting. Marcos Perredón said that the team working in ICANN, people from the outside, think that we are the Big Bang Theory. And this made me remember that we are seen as that. And my mother is not the only one that does not understand what ICANN is and what we do here. As internet users, task is to have outreach and capacity building. And as a personal experience, I used to teach at the University of Paraguay in the law school. And in the program, they were speaking about ICANN. And I spoke about ICANN without participating in a meeting. So I could get involved into ICANN in the governance, internet governance directed by Olga Cavalli, and the fellowship program directed or led by Janice, known as Mama Janice. And thanks to these two programs, I was able to participate and getting involved in ICANN. But as you know, this is a learning curve, and the first meetings are very difficult. There are many people, much information, many acronyms. All the information is in English, and when you think that you learn something, you have new acronyms, new stakeholders, new meetings. It is like a live organism that grows and multiplies. Training has to be constant and at different level. That's why with Fatima Cambronero, we organized as of Costa Rica with monthly meeting with members of the community, donated their time to explain about policies and how to get more involved in ICANN. I would like to thank all those people that participated in that program, starting from our Costa Rica meeting. This program is in the hands of Juan Manuel Rojas. But from the point of view, to understand ICANN, you need to live, not only to get information and training. To understand, you need to live it and participate and get more involved. That's why use all the tools that ICANN offers. There are many platforms, many programs to participate remotely or face-to-face interaction. And I see many people in the region came here on their own. And this shows the interest created. And as users, we have to get the voice of ICANN to the region and the voice of the region to ICANN. That's why we need to continue working. Thank you very much.
José Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Natalia, for your kind words. Now, let me address you before introducing the following member. When I got involved, like Natalia, in this internet governance world within ICANN, perhaps at the very beginning, you are a bit lost. And even with these programs, you need the support of people with experience. So the message is, if there is anyone interested in participating in the at-large community, well, you can look for someone with experience, and the person who will now address you, well, you know, you can contact that person because that person speaks with the heart, and this is something very valuable within the community, because someone like Cardinal Samuels, who is there for another person unknown and who speaks openly and who opens the doors to activities, direct activities and connections with the ICANN world. So, Cardinal, I would like to thank you for the support you have given me, and now I invite you to address the audience. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. I don't speak Spanish at all, and you probably think after two wives who were fluent Spanish speakers, I probably would have picked up a little along the way. But you have to understand that I did not wish to have three languages in which I have to argue. So I decided I'd take a strategic out of it. So it's really a pleasure to be here because most of you would know we've come full circle. On 4th December 2006, we signed the Compact of Association here in Buenos Aires for Lacrallo. And it started, funny enough for me, a couple of days before that, when a young Canadian fella came into my office and says, "We hear you have an interest in internet. We hear you have some interest in governance, and we are starting a new organization. We'd like for you to participate. Would you like to?" And it was 2 days later I had to get to Buenos Aires. We got here. I left my house on a Friday afternoon. We got here Saturday morning. We went to work. We worked all day Saturday, all day Sunday. And at the end of Sunday evening, we had a compact of association. I took the aircraft back to my home on Sunday night. There were some people there that I want to acknowledge. There was Eric Iriarte Jejon. There was Carlos Dionisio Aguirre. There was Sergio Salinas Porto. There was Andres Piazza. And with us, there were others there, Alberto Soto. And with us, there was myself, Jacqueline Morris, and Lance Hines from Guyana. And out of those 14 constituents that were in that original meeting from 9 countries, we are now 42 from 16 countries. So we have grown some. Here is what I know. If you are going to achieve anything in this business, it requires collaboration. It requires association. And it requires people who are committed to the cause. And I can tell you, of those original members that were in that hotel room on 4th December of 2006, they're still here in the cause. They're still fighting the good fight. And I am always grateful to them for deciding that we had something bigger than us to participate and contribute to. Jose speaks about a responsibility to help and engender participation in the process, and that's true because I got help. When I started in Lacrallo and in ICANN processes, again, Canadians had always been helpful. I'm referring, of course, to Alan, who has been very helpful to me in the early days in giving me guidance, what you should read, who you should listen to, where you should go for information. And I always give him credit for helping me to navigate, because Alan Greenberg, by that time, had a lot of experience in ICANN, and he was very generous with is help in helping me to navigate it. So I say that to say we always have people we can go to for help, and that is one of the reasons I'm always willing to give help to those who ask for it. Where do we go from here? It seems to me that if we remain committed to the objectives to which we severally agreed in that compact of association, there is still work to be done. At this time, when the community needs to come together and find ways to harmonize so that we could beat back the common threats, so that we can still work towards the common objectives, it behooves us to renew our spirit and renew our commitment to multi-stakeholder collaborative endeavor. That is the ICANN process. I am going to thank you. This is the end of my second term on the ALAC. It was a voyage of discovery, and I'm still discovering. I still intend to participate in one form or other, and I still intend to give as much as I can. This is not a cheap exercise for any of us, because as professionals, we have to dedicate time and effort to this. And for those of us who work for a living, time is money. And when we give up time, we are actually committing money to this effort. And it is for one reason I despair when the efforts of all of us that we put in. I see Cheryl Langdon Orr there. I what can I say about this lady? I don't know if she sleeps. But I can tell you that the Herculean effort that Cheryl puts into this process, it boggles the mind and it gets my head all spinning. Vanda is there. Vanda's been in the process for a long time. These are people who are committed to the process, and when you see them still engaged, it gives you reason to remain engaged. So I thank you one and all.
José Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Carlton, for your words. Now, I would like to invite Lagrello's secretary. I know Silvia Haleleite for a long time, so Silvia, it's a pleasure to be able to introduce you and to have you here to address the audience. She is half Brazilian, half Argentinian, but we would like her to be Argentinian, and she is a friend of ours. Silvia Haleleite speaking. Thank you very much, Jose, and thank you all for being here. I would like to particularly thank all the people here who came with someone wearing something green. As you can see on the logo, we have the logo icon and the AdLat logo with five different flags. And there is one which is green, and that is the one belonging to Lagrado. That's why you can see in the room all the shades of green in the guests here. I would like also to thank the sponsors who made this event possible, whom you could see a cultural show. And at the end, there would be another show, which is a typical dance of Argentina. And they were also responsible for the drinks and the food that you are receiving and you are having. And on the other hand, our sponsors made it possible that we can give you a keychain that you we will be receiving with the name of the Lacrallo Showcase and the date. The sponsors are Google, Nick, AR, and our vice president that addressed you before, Rodrigo de la Parra, who made this possible. And as Olivier said, they were they made the organization of this showcase possible. And I would like also to thank the organizing committee that was composed by different representatives of the organizations who met on a weekly basis to welcome you as you deserve. So thank you very much. As you all know, Lacrallo was the first region organized, so we are the oldest and luckily the greater one. We have 43 organizations, and all of them are described in the booklet that you will be receiving. And that's I would like to thank Devanandi Lakshin, because he was the one doing this, because without his technical skills you wouldn't be able to have this on your hands. And finally, out of these 43 organizations that are part of Lacrallo, we have some of them which are present today, and we would like to thank them for their efforts to celebrate with us, because the showcase is a celebration of our region. So I would like to invite them to come to the front for them to be the first ones in receiving the keychain and the booklet with all the details of the organizations. You can see that we have all the flags. We are struggling to have the representation of all the countries that are part of the Latin American and the Caribbean region, that is to say, to have one organization in each of the countries. We have a long way to go, but we have achieved quite a lot. So thank you very much for this, because all the organizations that are part of these are making the most to have a contact in those countries. And this is the goal that ALAC has in all the regions. So now I invite you, I invite the representatives of the Lacrallo ALSs here today to come to the front. We will give you this, and we will give you a round of applause, because we want to know your faces, and we want everybody to see your faces. And after that, please stay with us, because we will take the official picture.
Hola, Matt. Okay, entonces.
Silvia Helen Leiter speaking, the first representative. Represente ADIAR is Carlos Aguirre. Thank you very much. Devanandi Lakshin from Trinidad and Tobago, please come to the front. Fatima Cambronero on behalf of Ajea Densi, Argentina. Aida Noblia, on behalf of the Notary Public Associations from Uruguay and one of the most recently incorporated ALSs. Thank you very much for being with us today. Natalia Enciso, from Paraguay. Johnny Laureano, from the Internet Users of Peru. Diego Acosta Bastidas, I don't know if he's here, from Ecuador. Okay, Alberto Soto from Argentina. Vladimir Dávalos from GC Ecuador. Sintra Suknanan from ISOC Trinidad and Tobago. Leon Sanchez from ISOC Mexico. And from ISOC Mexico, we also have Alejandro Pisanti. We have two representatives from ISOC Mexico here with us. Sergio Salinas Porto from Internauta Argentina. Vandas Casatini from Nexti, Brazil, Organization of Women Working in IT. Carlton Samuels from the West Indies University from Jamaica. Mari Carmen Sequeira, a new organization from Paraguay, from TEDIC Paraguay. Raul Bauer from Ushuaia, from Argentina as well. And finally, myself, I represent Internauta Brazil. So I am the last one.
Eso, de Brasil, sí.
Yes, I am from Brazil. Internauta Brazil, Brazil from Brazil. And now I have the pleasure to introduce the representative of the organization, which is ICANA. I would like to invite Fadi Shahadi to come to the front and receive as a member of an organization, as a Legralo member, because he's part of us and we appreciate his support, especially during this time. So it's a pleasure for us to have you here, Fadi. Now I will give the mic to him so that he can greet us. And first of all, let's take the picture all together.
Okay, muchísimas gracias. Entonces, con ustedes, el presidente y el CEO de ICANN.
So now the president and CEO of ICANN, Fadi Shahadi.
Gracias. Hi, Alejandro. Buenas tardes. I just wanted...
Good afternoon.
Just met with the GAC members of Spain, France, Italy, and a few other countries, and I spoke to them in French, Italian, and English, and in Arabic, but I can't speak Spanish. The Spanish GAC member was very sad. He said, why don't you speak my language? So hopefully soon I can switch from my Italian to my Spanish or to my Portuguese. You know that my trusted partner, Cassia Oliveira, is a brasileira, and she's also very fluent in Spanish. She used to be a translator from Portuguese, English, Portuguese and Spanish between the three languages before she joined me. And so you should put pressure on her to... If she every day taught me 2-3 words, of course she will tell you if I'm there, she will teach me. I'm just not there. But I had a very special moment when I was with the president of Brazil. When I finished with her, I said, Madam, she likes to be called Presidenta, so I said, Presidenta, she's a mineira. She's from Minas Gerais. And I said, my assistant is a mineira, like you. She said, oh, really? I said, and she's outside, because they didn't let many of our assistants in. They were waiting outside. Would you mind saying hi to her? Sure, she said. She got up from her chair, brought Cassia in, and kissed her hands. She was very sweet to Cassia. And Cassia froze. She was completely frozen because the president took her hands and kissed them and was very nice to her and called her photographer and asked him to take pictures with her. And so when Cassia showed up to visit her mother the next day, no one believed her. They thought, this is all Photoshop. No, I was there. It's me and the president. So, but you see that gesture of a president kissing the hands of one of her subjects is something that would happen in your region. It's wonderful. It was very sweet, and it moved me, and it moved certainly Cassia. Your region has a lot of heart and a lot of passion, and I love that. I really enjoy that. When I come here, as you know, I come from Egypt, and my parents left their country when I was barely alive, and they moved to Ethiopia, and then they moved to Lebanon, and I was born in Beirut. Of course, then I moved to the U.S., and I love the U.S. This is my home now, and my kids are American. But there is something I miss. There's something, a taste of the humanity of my ancestors that I miss. But when I come here, I'm home. It's wonderful. Thank you for welcoming me always in the Latin American region. Thank you for welcoming me in the Caribbean. I know all the Caribbeans have been talking to me about a visit to Jamaica that I'm hoping to make in a couple of weeks. I would love to come. It would be my sincere pleasure. This is where I was there only once for my honeymoon. So I should go back. And maybe I can convince my poor wife, who hasn't seen me in about 2 months, to come with. It's amazing that La Kralo is the oldest Ralo and is also still the most active Ralo. The spirit of Latin America and the Caribbean is very strong in La Kralo. 43, is that the right number? I understand 43 ALSs now. That's 46. 46 ALSs. Very impressive. It speaks to what I call Latin America and the Caribbean, I call it the vibrant region. You're very vibrant. There's a lot of effort, a lot of heart. And I think today I met with some of you earlier and I said, the Latin American region right now and the Caribbean, as I'm seeing from the number of invitations I'm getting, I just got a second invitation to go to Trinidad next April, is a region that is now, in my opinion, holding the global momentum on internet governance. You are. There is no question. In my opinion, this is the region now that is driving the momentum. It's not peculiar why. I'm not surprised. I think that this is a region that's very awake when it comes to your rights. It's very awake when it comes to the importance of having control of your destiny. Because I grew up a good part of my life in Beirut, and I know that when you feel that the environment around you is shifting and you have no control, you become more conscious of what is important in governing your life and governing what you do. Right now, your region is facing some important questions. It's growing. It's becoming independent. Even I have family who is leaving the United States and moving right now to Latin America. My wife's brother just moved with his family, left New York City and moved to Latin America. And I think that's because this region is now on the rise. And when it's on the rise and its people are on the rise, you're asking the tough questions. Who runs the internet? You use the internet as much as any developing region. So, who runs it? You need to decide that. In the next 2 years, either you will decide who runs your internet, or someone will decide for you. I'm very serious. This is, if you care about this, this is the time to do something about it. Because if we sit and let the next 2 years go, either the people who know too much will decide, or, as I always say, the people who know nothing will decide. That's the problem. It's the people who just are naive about things and who will jump. Yeah, let's control it this way. And everybody say, yeah, that makes sense. And they know nothing. Or the people who know everything and will continue their control. It is the moment for you all to take grab of this. And please, as I said in my opening this morning, I moved exactly 3 months ago on this issue. It was the 15th of August when I started saying we have a problem. On the 15th of September, my board gave me the mandate that you now all know about, a month later. And then we started moving. So in 2 months, we got from a board resolution to a complete energizing of the process. But energy will dissipate because the issue has become so big now, and governments, companies, presidents are engaged now in the issue. Therefore, the only way we can keep this energy is to do the third thing, to mobilize. So my first instinct was to protect ICANN. My second instinct was to energize. And I did it with my fellow ISTAR leaders. And now we need to mobilize. If we don't mobilize, we'll miss the train. And we don't have a lot of time. That's the sad part about when we woke up to this. Many of us have been working on these issues. I mean, look at Vanda, looking at many of you. You guys have been working on this stuff for years. But somehow we need now to coalesce into a visible movement. Now, let me tell you something. People today heard about my fifth panel, the ICANN fifth panel. And they said, Fadi is busy with all these important people. He wants all these important people to be on a panel. Why do you think I want important people on a panel? Why is it important to have the president of a country lead a panel? Why? Because it will get attention. And people will know that the sleepy processes leading to, say, the plenipot are now being shaken by people who are paying attention. And we worked very hard in the last 60 days to call these 18 panelists, presidents, former prime ministers, CEOs of the CEO of Vodafone. One by one, I talked to them. And I gave them the exact story I just shared with you. And I asked them if they care. I said to President Thomas Eales, forget you're a president of a country. Do you care about this? Because if you don't, I'll pass. I'll find someone else. He says, I deeply care about this. I said, okay, come on board. One by one, the founder of Wikipedia, who's on the panel, the head of the Mozilla Foundation, on the panel. These are people who will pay attention and will raise the attention. Now, it's our job to tell them the truth. So when they all sit around the table like this and they say, what is the proper set of internet principles we should adopt? Who should talk to them? We. We should talk to them. Let's get ready. So we created OneNet. So OneNet becomes the place they listen to us. So we will tell these panels they have to sit down and listen to the OneNet people, which are us, and make decisions based on listening. This is the call to action. And Lacralo is full of action, full of energy, full of ALSs that are ready to engage. I urge you, I beg you to take this very seriously. Let's not wait till the last minute. It's too late. The meetings in Sharm el-Sheikh, now probably in Bucharest or in Baku, they are deciding, are around the corner. They think they're done. They think their agendas are done, and they're going in to tell the world how to run the internet.
And I'm not against them. I work with the ITU and I talk to Hamadoun regularly. But I want to tell them what the truth is. That there is a different model that involves all of us. It involves all of us, the stakeholders. Because governments alone will not solve the issue. They will not solve the issue. I'll finish with an anecdote. I was with the Minister of Telecommunications, who was the chairman of the recent IGF in Indonesia. I visited him in Jakarta. Tifatul, Minister Tifatul. And I said, Minister Tifatul, do you believe in multi-stakeholders? You're hosting the IGF. Do you actually believe in it? And he said, well, tell me what it is. Walk me through it. So I told him what it is. And again, I'm not going to bore you with the definition because we probably have 20, which is part of the problem. You know, part of all these panels is to get these definitions right. Okay? But I told him my version. I said, this is what I think multi-stakeholders is. He says, actually, that's the only way to solve problems. Let me tell you a story. He says, he's from a party that is on the more conservative side of Islam. And he said, I come to my office in the morning one day, and outside my office, there's a huge demonstration of people. They're demonstrating against three or two videos on one of the video channels on the line because they're offending Islam. And they're accusing him of doing nothing about it. So he said, this is Minister Tifatul telling me the story. He said, I called my deputy, Ashwin, and I said, Ashwin, close that thing. And Ashwin said, what do you mean close that thing, Mr. Minister? I can't close this thing. This is a video, sir. And if I close it, I could potentially call all the ISPs and do something. What am I going to tell my 12-year-old daughter when I get home? And he says, she will be very mad at me and the world will be mad at us, seriously, Mr. Minister. He told him, well, where is this company from? He says, from the United States. He says, call the American ambassador. So he went, Ashwin said, I went to see the American ambassador. The American ambassador told him, are you kidding? What do you think? I have a button under my desk to turn on this. I cannot turn it off for you, he said. So he went back, told the minister. The ambassador said, I can do nothing about it. So he says, well, call the company. He says, well, they don't have an office in Indonesia, which is interesting. Because if they have no office in Indonesia, what is the government reach on that company? This is where the internet challenges the nation-state model. So he told him, I'm sorry to inform you, but we can't do anything. The company does not have an office here. I can't call them. So he said, well, call the company in the US and appeal to their sense of decency. So the guy called the American company in the US, and they told him, well, we don't shut down videos because that video is not offensive to other people. If it's offensive to you, this is not our policy. So then what Minister Tifatul had to do, and I'll cut the story short because it's a fascinating case study of multi-stakeholderism. He then involved people, consultants that helped him, and the bottom line is he ended up hosting for weeks a meeting with civil society in his country, religious leaders, the American company, the American embassy, his ministry, talking, what is this? Multi-stakeholderism. And then he solved the problem. So he said, I believe in this stuff. I said, great. So host the IGF, please.
José Arce speaking. Thank you very much to the CEO and President of ICANN for your words. Now, this is the time to relax, to enjoy some drinks and some food, to share some moments with friends and with the whole community. So I would like to thank the ICANN staff for all the help they have always provided. Thank you to the interpreters that today they have made a wonderful work. A round of applause for them. And And I would like to thank you, to thank Nadia and Leonardo. You have seen them dancing tango, and now I would like to invite you to share with them typical show by and enjoying something, some food and drinks. So, Alejandro and Nadia, this is your turn.
one.